In local news, making Baltimore a safer place to live and work. Three of the major Democratic candidates to be Baltimore's next mayor debated today on how to do that. WYPR's John Lee reports two of the candidates aggressively attacked each other's records on crime.
Appearing on WYPR's Maryland Morning, former Mayor Sheila Dixon said the crime rate went down when she was mayor before, and she can do it again by targeting people who use guns.
All of our police from the ground up understood and knew that we were not going to continue with the past practices of zero tolerance. We were going to deal with the most violent offenders, and that's part of the plan moving forward.
But Councilman Nick Mosby called her out on that. He said Dixon, who was city council president at the time, sat back in silence as then-Mayor Martin O'Malley pushed zero-tolerance policing, cracking down on minor offenses. Mosby also said cases of police brutality occurred under Dixon's watch. He criticized what he called a gag order that keeps the names of police officers involved in misconduct lawsuits secret.
When you look at it, you saw the same repeated names of officers over and over again. And unfortunately, that small bunch gives the entire apartment a very bad name for these communities in which we need to serve.
But Dixon fired back, saying she did speak out on zero tolerance and that lawsuits in cases of police brutality declined during her administration. She questioned where Mosby has been the past 5 years he's been on city council. Dixon pointed out the riots after the death of Freddie Gray in police custody last year broke out in Mosby's district.
Marching around in communities is great, but let's have some results as a result of those marching around. And let's see where you were during these 5 years when folks couldn't find you in your district.
But Mosby called Dixon delusional for trying to pin the death of Freddie Gray and the unrest that followed on him, a one-term councilman.
That's a result of failed policy for the past 30 years. Ms. Dixon was elected when I was 8 years old in the third grade. And it's a result of all of those systemic and structural issues that we've seen for far too long.
As for fighting crime, Mosby said he wants a data-driven approach to go after violent repeat offenders. Businessman David Warnock, the third candidate, mostly stayed out of the way of the Dixon-Mosby duel.
People in this city are just tired of the political back and forth. You know, he said, she said.
Warnock said when it comes to public safety, the candidates for mayor agree on the basics. Things like body cameras, police out walking the beat, and more officers living in the city. Warnock said Baltimore's high crime stats are rooted in there being a dearth of jobs and good schools.
Where kids, when they graduate from high school, have the toolkit that they need to get the job of their choice so that they can make a choice to do something other than sell drugs or get involved in crime.
Dixon, Warnock, and Mosby were asked to take part in the debate based on their polling numbers. And WYPR wanted to have the three leading candidates in a recent poll by the Baltimore Sun and the University of Baltimore. But State Senator Catherine Pugh, who was tied for first place with Dixon in that poll, canceled yesterday, citing her duties in the General Assembly. WYPR then asked Mosby, who came in fourth in that poll, to step in. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.